Questions from readers. Was the psalmist David exaggerating or unrealistic in writing that he would praise God's name forever, as recorded at Psalm 61:8? No. What David wrote there was valid and realistic. Consider what he penned in that verse and similar texts. I will sing praises to your name forever as I pay my vows day after day. I praise you, O Jehovah my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name forever. I will praise your name forever and ever. Psalm 61:8, Psalm 86:12, and Psalm 145:1 and 2. David was not exaggerating, thinking that he would never die. He knew that Jehovah had decreed that human sin would result in death, and David admitted to being a sinner. He was aware that even men whom God approved, such as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, had died, and David could see that his own life would end. But his words found at Psalm 61:8 reflected his desire and determination to praise God forever, that is, for as long as David lived. Some of David's writings dealt with his life back then, as we can see from the superscriptions of Psalms 18, 51, and 52. In Psalm 23, David described Jehovah as a shepherd who provides guidance, refreshment, and protection. David was such a shepherd, and he wanted to serve God all the days of his life. Bear in mind, too, that it was Jehovah who inspired David to write. What he wrote included prophecies about what was to come much later. For example, in Psalm 110, David pointed to a time when his Lord would sit at God's right hand in heaven and receive great power. To do what? To subdue God's enemies and execute judgment against the nations on earth. David was an ancestor of the Messiah, the one who would rule from heaven and who would be a priest forever. Psalm 110, 1 through 6. Jesus confirmed that the prophecy found at Psalm 110 was about him and that it would have a future fulfillment. Matthew 22:41 through 45. Yes, David was inspired to write about both his time and a future time when he would be resurrected and could enjoy praising Jehovah forever. That helps us to see that Psalm 37:10, 11, and 29 can be understood as a description of the conditions that prevailed in ancient Israel, as well as the conditions that will come about globally in the future when God fulfills His promises. See paragraph 8 of the article, You Will Be With Me in Paradise, in this issue. Psalm 61:8 and similar verses thus show that David wanted to glorify Jehovah in ancient Israel until he died, and they reflect realistically what David will be able to do in the future once Jehovah brings him back to life. End of article.